7 degrees in Nashville. Middle Tennessee remains under an extreme heat warning that has been extended until at least tomorrow night. The National Weather Service is predicting feels like temperatures, the heat index being in the 109 to 110 or 111 range all through the weekend. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. As a lawsuit against a state immigration law moves forward, Tennessee attorneys will be working with a group of doctors to decide how to enforce it. The new law would have required the state health department to report families without legal status to immigration authorities, including severely ill and disabled kids who rely on state programs for life-saving treatment.
There's nobody that wants this. There's not a person in the state of Tennessee that thinks this is okay.
That's Dr. Morgan McDonald, a pediatrician who serves on the Board of Health in Nashville. The bill's sponsor has echoed that sentiment, saying that the new law was not intended to impact children. It came to Tennessee as part of the state's collaboration with the White House, bringing federal immigration policy to the state level. The court has stopped the law from taking effect this week, but now both parties will have to agree on how to proceed. A federal court is blocking the state takeover of Memphis Shelby County schools, at least for now. Lawmakers created a board that siphons a lot of power away from the locally elected school board. The district argued it needed an emergency decision in order to do normal business for the next school year, like hiring people, and the judge agreed in issuing an order blocking the new board from operating for at least 2 weeks. In the meantime, the case challenging the constitutionality of the state board is